1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Cannon McMillan High School, where tomorrow afternoon you won't find a lick of hardwood here due to the WPIO Wrestling Championships being hosted. But first things first, tonight the WJPA Sports Network brings you the 6A girls basketball quarterfinal action as the number one Big Macs host number nine Mount Lebanon. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on WJPA. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely's with me here in the booth. Nate Rigotti, our floor director, with Scott Donnelly and Cam Fritz on camera. Danny Flynn producing in our downtown Washington studios. The Big Macs have been sitting, figuratively speaking, since beating Montour 10 days ago. The last of Cannon McMillan's seven straight wins coming into tonight. Most important in that run, a 44-37 victory at Norwin on Groundhog's Day, keeping the Big Macs the number one seed. Mount Lebanon comes in tonight thanks to a first-round win over North Hills, 44-41, earning the number nine Blue Devils a rematch with the squad that ended their season a year ago in the WPIL third-place game. You might remember that night. Widespread power outage during the second half delayed the game for about 20 minutes here at Cannon McMillan. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. And by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. More on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
For Washington County basketball fans, this is all you got tonight. Cannon McMillan hosting Mount Lebanon. Greene County with a couple of games on the docket tonight. 7 o'clock start in Lawrence County. 1A girls number 6 West Greene at number 3 Union. And over at Peters Township, second game of a twin bill there. 7:30 scheduled start at Peters Township's AHN Arena. 2A boys, number 6, Jeff Morgan, to take on number 3, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. You would think, since this is quarterfinals, that get a chance there to see the section championship presentation to Canamac head coach John Fontana, Frank Volcano there to present the plaque, and then John had to give it back. Frank wants to get that mounted on the wall. The section wrestling plaque already mounted on the wall down below us. The you would think Elite Eight, all the games are tonight. Nope, this is the only one tonight. This is the only game in town here as well. Canada McMillan and Mount Lebanon, and the other games are scheduled for tomorrow. This game would have been played tomorrow if it wasn't here at Canada McMillan. We'll take a rundown on how these two teams got here when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Canada McMillan. 9 teams made the 6A girls bracket. North Hills, the 8 seed, Mount Lebanon, the 9. Lebo went to North Hills and won 44-41 on Monday. And now here on Thursday to take on the number 1 seed, Big Max. Number 2 is Norwin hosting Hempfield tomorrow at 6 o'clock. 3 seed is Upper St. Clair, home tomorrow night with the University of North Allegheny. No, just North Allegheny. And number 4, Pine Richland, will host number 5, Seneca Valley, that game at Pine tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Big Mac, 7 wins in a row coming in here after a little mid-season funk from late December through the middle part of January. Only 5 games for the Big Macs in that 2.5-week time frame, and 3 losses, losses to Blackhawk, to Norwin, and the Baldwin, who we saw last night, but now 7 wins, including that win at Norwin, to win the section title outright and the number 1 seed. Mount Lebanon, been a rough start to the year. They came to Groundhog's Day and were really in bad shape, skidded into Groundhog's Day with 7 straight losses. But 3-2 since then, including that playoff win against North Hills. Starting lineups and the tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, the Visit Greene County pregame show.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills. So she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
This game and a broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Don't do it. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. Starters ready to go into the center circle. Brenna Burry, our referee, working with Dave Japp and James McCoy, and the Big Macs control the opening tip, and we are underway. Madison Clare, Sam Miller, Lauren Barella, Faye Saunders, and Brooke Stanton. And right away, a turnover, and the Blue Devils bring the ball into the front side. Emily Smith off to Donahue, Anessa Donahue, Liz Twyman, Callie Green, Chloe Shea, starters for Mark Walsh. Pass goes down inside, and a look at the basket. Callie Green just off the mark and maybe partially blocked in the Big Macs control.
Rebounding, one of the keys for both teams tonight. Great start for the Big Macs. Brooke Stanton, who's been playing very good basketball as of late since Coach Fontana inserted her into the starting lineup.
Three ball for Brooke Stanton. And the Big Macs lead 3-0. Three ball in flight, Emily Smith. That's hard off the back of the rim. Rebound battled for. The Blue Devils get it. Put a shot up over the shoulder. That won't go. And this time, Faye Saunders clears the rebound and takes it out of the lane before traffic clears.
Well, and they want to try to get the ball out quickly and go. But you saw that Mount Lebanon was back in transition. That's what they have to do, prevent easy baskets.
On the near wing, it's Stanton. Ball into the circle. Dribble drive by Saunders. Won't go. Rebound inside by Stanton. Kick out. Three ball from the four corners. An air ball. Caught. Put back up. Won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Mount Lebanon after the miss inside by Madison Clare.
Yeah, a couple of easy looks, Bob. She's got to knock those down. You make the easy ones. We've seen that in previous games. It's easy to miss them.
Inbound feed. Ball around the perimeter for the Big Macs. Sam Miller, who will play next year at WNJ. Give it off to Lauren Barella. Man-to-man defense. Barella dribbles into traffic and lost the basketball. And Essa Donahue with the takeaway.
That's her second turnover.
Feed goes ahead to the hoop. Green kick it out. Far side three ball. Good. Liz Twyman averages 9 points a game, ties this contest at three apiece.
And she's one of their best perimeter shooters. You got to get a hand on her.
Hand on her. Look at
she was wide open.
Faye Saunders was getting held on to, trying to move through traffic. Pass inside, tipped away, but the Big Macs will save it. Madison Clare out of the corner. Saunders now to the hoop goes Miller. Shot misses everything, and a rebound knocked out of bounds. Big Mac basketball at the baseline.
Bob, I worry about how long they've been laid off. I mean, they haven't played basketball in a couple of weeks. That always is a concern. So there's a little rust here, I believe, early on in this game. And I'm sure they'll get into this shortly.
It's been 9 days since their last game on the schedule. Last section game was February the 6th. That's 12 days back. Sorry, 13 days back. Math was my strong suit, too. On the dribble, Stanton with a crossover. Ball ends up in Saunders' hands. Knock loose. Saunders picks up off the deck. Big Macs trying to find some way to get inside this tough Mount Lebanon defense. Feed across, three ball, Sam Miller hit the iron, won't go, rebound right into the hands of Faye Saunders for the deuce.
Well, they do that very well. They're on the boards. The two bigs for Cannon McMillan are so effective around the rim.
Canamac up 5-3 on Mount Lebanon into traffic, and somehow the Blue Devils kept the possession, and then the steal by Brooke Stanton, and a foul call. This one looks like it's going to be Emily Smith guilty of the foul. It will be.
Well, they haven't been sharp on the first few possessions, so we'll see how they do on this one, Bob.
Across the timeline. And again, trouble getting the ball inside, and the lob down low, saved. Thrown back out into traffic, going to get a wrestling match, held ball call. Possession arrow, Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, that's just as bad as a turnover on that one. They had her on the post, but the pass was way too towards the baseline. She never had a chance to catch it.
4:15 to play in our opening quarter. Blue Devils on the little weave there at the elbow. Out top to Smith. Penetration. Kick to Twyman. Her shot won't go, and a rebound cleared by Claire. Barella brings it up the floor. Cannot get into the lane. Lob pass across the paint. Down low. Ends up Big Mac save it. Barella gets an opening and scores. Barella. 7-3, Canamac with the lead. These two teams met twice during the regular. 11-point win the first time and an 18-point win the second time around. That back on January 27th.
Really nice help that time by Lauren Barella.
Inbound feed, not tall enough, stolen by Madison Clare. Get it ahead. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound follow. Saunders hit the iron on the way up. And the ball saved in the corner by Mount Lebanon and played off of, I believe, Barella in the corner.
Yeah, nice steal, but unable to convert. That should have been an easy basket there, Bob.
Ended up with a 2-on-1 and didn't get the ball above the iron.
No. I think the rim blocked the shot.
Smith takes it right side. Pass toward the corner. Tip, but saved by the Blue Devils. Into the circle. Donahue. Now to Smith. Up top. Three ball looked at by Shea. Dribble drive won't go. Going to get a foul call. And a first free throws of the ball game. 3:03 to play first quarter. Cannon McMillan 7. Mount Lebanon 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man. Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Foul called on Brooke Stanton. Two free throws made, and now a turnover. Big Mac's careless with the basketball. Feed goes ahead. Emily Smith gets the lay-in on the feed from Shea. And a timeout on the floor. Cannon McMillan wants to talk it over and go to sit for a while. Full timeout, 2:46 to play. First quarter, 7-7 tie. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Coach, you've been sitting for a week. You're not playing particularly well. You're in a tie game with a team with a sub-500 record. You're the number one seed. What do you say? Turnover, here's what I'm going to say. Coming back, Anessa Donahue. Kick it off, shot rejected. Clean block by Brooke Stanton of the offering by Twyman. Chloe Shade out to the corner to Twyman, guarded well by Lauren Barella. What do you say?
Well, I tell you what, I get on them big time. There's no question the layoff is affecting them. They are not sharp, Bob. Their passes are off. They're just not into the game yet, so they need something positive to happen to get them moving.
Callie Green, top of the key, now off to Donahue. She'll back away from the Big Macs defense. 7-7 tie, just under 2 minutes remaining now in our opening quarter. Little tap of the feet. Green may have gotten away with a walk. Crossover, and Tinnemeyer checked in on the stoppage. She's got the ball there. First time she's had her hands on it. Donahue drive to the elbow. Cut off, can't go. Look at a drive. Emily Smith forced to go wide by Sam Miller. And back out to the midcourt. There we go. 1:20 to play. Scoreboard clock went to QR code of some type. Bad pass by the Blue Devils. Coast to coast. Lay in off the iron. Won't go. Rebound on the far side by Claire after the miss by Sam Miller. Three ball off the window, way off the mark, right into the hands of Mount Lebanon's Emily Smith.
Uncharacteristic so far, Bob. You can't miss a layup like that. She slowed down rather than continue to go with momentum, and she missed it.
7-7 tie. Big Mac scored the first points, have never trailed. Dribble drive, they trail now. And Anessa Donahue with a quick step to get by 9-7 in favor of Mount Lebanon.
We have seen in so many cases, you cannot take the underdog lightly. You have to come out and play. And right now, they're just struggling.
Pass into the paint to Saunders. Knocked out of her hands. Controlled by Mount Lebanon. Twyman decided not to go up. Kick it out for a three. Donahue's shot won't go. Rebound tipped out. Going to get it ahead. Traffic. Barella gets it ahead. Faye Saunders ties the game at 9.
Well, I thought she traveled too when she got that ball at midcourt, Bob.
Yeah, I thought Barella got away with a walk.
Exactly.
Final seconds, and Blue Devils are not going to get a shot. When they did, it got blocked. Nothing settled. 9-9 after 1, second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Kanamak will have the ball to start the second quarter. There was one tie-up in that opening quarter.
You know, Bob, it's only natural. You're playing a team that only won 7 games. You're coming off being the number one seed. You get your plaque presented. They just weren't into that first quarter, and their play reflected that.
Big Mac's at midcourt. Brooke Stanton inbounds. And Barella will bring it up out of the backcourt area. We're off to Claire. between the circles to Saunders, and now onto the left wing to Stanton. Up top, it's Barella. Get it inside. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound, put back. Claire missed that bunny. In a battle for the rebound, loose ball, and going to be ruled last touch by the Big Max.
Wow, how'd
I got to get a look at that.
Yeah.
A couple of misses there for Claire, and the ball knocked loose. Yep. Perhaps Claire reached down and touched it.
Okay.
She was between, her body was between her hands and the ball, or us and the, her hands. Into the paint, scoop shot, too strong, missed by Callie Green, and Claire rebounds on the defensive end.
I'll make this observation. This is physical. They're banging each other out there.
9-9 tie, 45 seconds gone in the second. Tough pass back and forth, and travel call. Izzy Bobitsky had checked into the game on the quarter break, and her first touch ends up being a travel.
Six turnovers for the Big Macs, Bob. That's way too many for an experienced team. It's not like they haven't been in the playoffs before. I mean, this is the same group that played last year.
These two teams met last year in the third-place game after each had lost semifinals. Steal by the Big Macs. Good job by Claire to read that long pass and pick it off. Up top, long three. Stanton off the back rim won't go. Rebound, Bobitsky couldn't get it. The Blue Devils do. Up the floor, stop and pop. Shot off the rim by Donahue, and a rebound cleared by Barella. One to push the issue, got spun around by this defense, but has helped. Madison Clare out onto the wing. It's Saunders to the hoop. Shot won't go. Foul called. Free throws coming. 6:42 to play, second quarter. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon tied at 9 on the WJPA Sports Network.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Faye Saunders at the free throw line hits one of two. I will tell you, did not get the foul indication. And now Big Max with a steal again. Bobitsky push it up the floor, has help. Madison Clare steps to the low block and an offensive foul called.
Boy, that's a tough call. That's such a hard call to make, that charge or block, which one. You can argue either way on that call, but they called the charge.
And now Cannon McMillan's going to extend their pressure. 1-2-2. Ball ahead to the high post. Quick girls basketball held ball whistle.
Yeah, it really was.
You got to let them fight through it.
Yeah, I think it's Cannon McMillan's ball.
No, it is not. Cannon Mac had the ball to start the second quarter. This is the first tie-up of the second quarter. This is Mount Lebanon ball.
Yeah, I thought that's what they pointed to, and that would have been correct.
It will be Mount Lebanon ball at the baseline. 10-9, Big Macs.
I'm having a difficult time picking up fouls, Bob. They're not putting them up on the scoreboard.
Well, they flash up like in like 2 seconds. And I mean, the digital boards here are really spectacular, but I'm an old guy, and I like to see that number hang up there for a while.
Amen to that.
Near side, Chloe Shea. Side of the lane, ball goes to Donahue, and she dribble kicks it out of bounds. The fouls are even team-wise, one apiece, and they were actually even in the opening quarter as well, but I can't tell you who has the individual personal foul for Mount Lebanon in this quarter. Screen set by Stanton. Ball back to the far side, dribble drive to the hoop, shot won't go, foul called, and going to the line is Madison Clare to shoot a couple. 10-9 Big Macs. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Madison Clare hits both free throws. 12-9, Canamac with the lead now. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils in front of the Big Mac bench. Chloe Shea brings it out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Twyman looking inside. Everybody too well covered, so it goes back up top to reset this. Liz Samrini pass from the top of the key is too tall and thrown out of bounds.
Well, when I talked to Mark Walsh early, he told me one of the things they have to try to avoid is the careless turnovers, and you just saw a bad pass there, and that puts them up to 5. The Big Macs have 6. Careless turnovers, not taking good care of that basketball.
Dribble drive. Ball driven too deep by Barella. Couldn't shoot. Ends up out top for a 3. That won't go for Brooke Stanton. And
it's got to be a travel, right?
Rebounder falls to the floor. Chloe Shea, and they are going to call the held ball. And this should be Canamac ball without the possession arrow.
Well, that was a travel. You go to the floor with the basketball, that's an automatic.
Yeah. And it was, she wasn't tied up. Shea was not tied up in that case until she ended up on the floor, I don't believe.
I agree.
But they are going to the arrow. 4:57 to play first half. Canamac basketball with the possession arrow. Claire wanted that ball a lot earlier, and Stanton finally gave it to her. Babitsky picks up the dribble, gets whacked across the arm. Cross-court pass. Stanton dribbles to the elbow, backs it out, and off one more time to Claire. Big Mac's having trouble running their sets so far. Babitsky, nice ball fake, drives contact to the low block and going to get a blocking foul.
How long was he going to wait to call that?
That was a
boom.
Long delay. Liz Twyman announced as her second foul, so she had the one earlier in the quarter.
These guys do pick paychecks up after the game. Is that correct, the referees? They got to do their jobs. I've seen some really poor officiating, Bob. It's driving me crazy.
A couple of free throws due for Izzy Babitsky. Hits the first.
I really think sometimes with a three-man crew, they don't want to interfere with the other's positioning, if you know what I'm saying. You were an official, so you would understand that.
Second shot, no good. Callie Green rebounds the miss. 13-9, Cannon Mac. Last 4 points for the Big Macs, all at the free throw line, 4 of 6 at the stripe. Blue Devils have not scored since there are about 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Dribble spun around in there a long time, now have to get out. Does Twyman. Ball to Donahue. And a timeout. Mount Lebanon, 4:01 to play, second quarter. Cannon McMillan, 13. Mount Lebanon, 9. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
The timeout, a Mount Lebanon timeout, so each team has used one. And Wabi had seen enough of what his kids were doing. So both coaches have been similarly displeased.
You can see it. I mean, offenses haven't been sharp for whatever reason, but defenses have been pretty good, Bob, if you want to look at it from that perspective.
Blue Devils, again, try to flip it inbounds. Up top, it was tipped. This time, Claire couldn't control it, and Mount Lebanon will track it down. Good job there by Chloe Shea to stay with it and get possession there on the baseline throw-in. Now side of the lane, ball goes to Callie Green, steps out, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and that second effort smacked out of bounds by Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, they did a nice job, but you're right, on that last possession, I thought Chloe Shea did a really nice job.
Green on the wing. Big Mac's got away with a foul there. Barella down across the arms of against Emily Smith.
Well, we've seen that a couple of times.
Smith keeps the possession. Dribbles into the corner, now picks it up, dribbles again. That's double dribble.
You know, both teams play very aggressively in their half-court man-to-man. And I suppose for the officials, it's difficult to determine when should I and when shouldn't I blow this whistle.
Emily Smith will go out. Ann Tinnemeyer back on the floor for Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, not much of an offensive flow for either team right now.
Saunders between the circles. Dribble handoff to Madison Clare. Now to Barella, gets it into the paint, trying to go up and score, and she is fouled. That one's going to be on Chloe Shea. A couple of foul shots for the Big Macs. 3:15 to come to play here in the second quarter. 13-9 Big Macs back on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Barella misses both foul shots, but Faye Saunders there to rebound the second and put it right back in. 15-9 Canamax, 6-point run, long rebound after the miss by Mount Lebanon, and in traffic coming out with it is Sam Miller. Get the ball to Barella. Liv Ross checked in on that stoppage. Ball smacked around and going to get a foul on Cannon McMillan. And Claire picks up her second foul, team second of the quarter, and Claire going to get a seat with that.
Absolutely. Well, they tried to pick up the pace a little bit on that possession and got a good look, just didn't convert the 15-foot jumper.
1-2-2, three-quarter zone by the Big Macs, and now across the timeline comes Tinnemeyer, avoids the trap, feed it back out to Twyman, take it far side now in front of the scorer's table. On into the corner, catch and move toward the hoop, kick near side, open three ball, Twyman in and out. Rebound battled for, Tinnemeyer able to save it, and then the ball knocked out from behind and out of bounds. Last touch by Barella.
Big Macs were fortunate there because Twyman is an excellent shooter, and her feet were set. She pulled that trigger with no defender.
Brenna Burry summoning the thrower to get out where the spot's going. I know you're trying to communicate, but we're moving. Let's go. Good officials keep the pace going, even in dead ball periods.
As they should.
Back cut, ball denied. Loose ball tie-up. Good job to fight out of it. Callie Green with the ball, and then to the tipped at the bench, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Big Macs.
Yeah, Coach Fontana asking for the travel. Was that a travel, he said? No, sir.
Tinnemeyer to key the play. Good job by the Big Macs there to avoid that back cut. The pass got almost all the way through, but deflected enough that there was no shot, and then the scramble play.
Well, that's one of their staples. They like to look to the back cut.
Twyman deals up top. Big Macs matched up man-to-man. Tinnemeyer into the paint to Callie Green. She gets tied up. Held ball, possession arrow, Mount Lebanon.
I thought the trail official here almost called traveling, Bob. He kind of made, and then he went with the two hands up for the jump ball.
.141 to play, second quarter, 15-9. And now we're at almost 7 minutes, Lebo scoreless.
Pretty good defense, but is that a double dribble?
Green dribbled it twice to gather to collect it and then dribbled it again, I think. That's okay. The way that went, but
I agree. I thought I saw the same thing.
A lot of contact. Side of the lane pass tipped around. Nice save by Emily Kramer just on the floor. 1:20 to play. First half, 15-9 Big Macs. It has not been pretty.
it really hasn't. It's kind of ugly, as a matter of fact.
Good news, there's hardwood here, not wrestling mats at the moment.
Well, you'll have plenty of that tomorrow.
Indeed. Anessa Donahue, long possession on the near side, and finally gives it up. Gets it back from Emily Smith. Donahue spins, Deals to Kramer. She'll put it on the deck. Look for Smith. That's a travel.
I'll tell you what, Bob. I just love the way Cannon McMillan plays team defense. They spin, and they spin right into a helper, and they switch off very, very well. The communication is excellent, but now you got to do a little better job on the offensive end if you're the Big Macs.
Coming up on 45 seconds to play in the first half, 15-9 Cannon Mac. Big Macs trailed for a grand total of 35 seconds in this game. A couple of ties in that opening quarter as well. Patient around the perimeter. Ball comes near side to Saunders from Stanton. Now cutting open is Barella. Back out to Saunders. Her pass is picked off. 2-on-1 back the other way. Couple of passes, shot too strong, and hustling back with Saunders. She made the turnover to start it, and now feet ahead on the fast break. The Big Macs get the lay-in. Liv Ross with the deuce. Final seconds of the half. Heave and hope, and that one's off the window and no good. Cannon McMillan tosses a shutout in the second quarter. Cannon McMillan 17, Mount Lebanon 9, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Just checked a little earlier. This is my 21st game this year.
Wow.
The second time I've called a quarter where a team was shut out.
I know. It's just... But I'm going to tell you what.
You don't see shutouts in basketball.
Never. But I'm telling you, that defense is stifling. They just don't give you open shots. And when you start dribbling around, you turn your back. There's a helper coming. I mean, they do an excellent job on the defensive end. And what you saw at the end, they got the ball out, down for a layup. That's one of the things that Coach Fontana talked to me about. We need to get out and go. We need to get out of that half-court mud type of offense because it just doesn't work for them.
Cannon McMillan certainly not setting any world records in scoring in that second quarter either. 8 points for the Big Macs and the first four coming from the foul line. The next two came as a result of a missed foul shot and then the bucket in the final 5 seconds as well. Let's check the scoring. 9-9 in the first quarter. Game was tied three times and was one lead change in that quarter, one early in the second quarter that has the Big Macs back in front. 9-9 at the first break, and then 8-0 Big Macs in the second quarter to lead 17-9 teams in the locker room at the half. Here's a note. That other shutout quarter that I called this year, the team that got shutout
won.
Is still playing. They won the game that night, and they're still playing. They're in the WPIL semifinals on Saturday. It was Peters Township at home against Bethel Park.
31-25.
They got shut out at home in a game they had to win to go to the playoffs and still won the game.
And I believe it was 11 minutes, Bob, if I'm not off on that. before they scored.
It was crazy. The length of a drought was unbelievable. That was back on the 6th of February, just a couple of weeks ago. And here they are, two straight playoff wins and on to the WPI semifinals. So, Lebo, there's hope.
Oh, there is hope. But I'll tell you, I'll say this. I do believe the layoff affected Cannon McMillan. There is no question. They were out of sync. Their passing was way off. They just didn't seem like they were themselves. I mean, I've watched them several times this year. But they seem to get things going a little bit in the positive direction in that second quarter. So we'll see how it carries over after the half.
17-9, Big Macs at the half up on Mount Lebanon. We'll be back to Cannon McMillan here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills. So she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Welcome back to Cannon McMillan. Let's take a little look ahead. Let me tell you what's going to happen here at the Cannon Mac over the next couple of days. As soon as humanly possible, the crew here will clear this gym tonight, and wrestling mats will start to be put down. There's a whole line of ready-to-go garbage cans lined up in a hallway behind us. Those are all going to get stationed appropriately around the facility. The WPIL 3A Wrestling Championships are coming here this weekend. Our coverage on WJPA will get started Saturday morning. We're going to start with second-round consolations. We'll have semis, third- and fourth-round consolations, and then the championship and consolation finals on Saturday, and all of that on WJPA AM. Meanwhile, we have plenty more basketball coming your way. Three games tomorrow here on WJPA Sports Network, all in the 2A girls bracket, all quarterfinals. And we have three teams there, all playing different opponents. Fort Cherry, Rochester, that's the 4-5 game. We'll get us started at the 5:45, that game at Moon. It'll be followed by Burgettstown, Winchester, Thurston, also at Moon. Both of those games on WJPA AM. And then on WJPA FM, a 7:15 scheduled broadcast start. Number 3, Chartiers Houston, and number 6, Aliquippa. All the Gee action also available online. Audio free to access at WJPA.com. And we're producing the NFHS video for all of those as well. And then Saturday, we'll have the South Fayette Peters Township 5A girls semifinal as well. We'll have that online, WJPA.com, and the NFHS video. 17-9, Cannon McMillan girls, the one seed, struggling for a while, but in front by 8 at the moment. Second half, we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house?
Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Look ahead, the winner of this game advances to the 6A girls semifinals. That will be Tuesday. The other three Elite Eight games will take place tomorrow. Pine Richland hosting Seneca Valley. The winner of that game will play the winner of our game. Other half of the bracket, number two Norwin home with Hempfield, and number three Upper St. Clair hosting North Allegheny. All right, the ball belongs to Cannon McMillan to start the second half. What do you want to see in the first couple of minutes from each team, Tom? Quick.
Well, certainly efficiency offensively from both squads. Defensively, steer the course if you're Cannon McMillan. If you're Mount Lebanon, you have got to try to find a way to get some open shots. They have been unable to do that. But, you know, that's the way Cannon McMillan plays defensively. It's a low possession, low scoring game. I mean, anything can still happen. It's not a big lead here.
Big Max get the ball inbounds. Good to see Ron Ross, who we know from umpiring at the Pony League World Series, also does some emergency medical work. Saw him at his granddaughter is Liv Ross for the Big Max. Cannon McMillan gets the ball down inside but can't get the shot to go, and Mount Lebanon comes out with it.
Yeah, had a nice drive, too, just a little strong off the glass.
Ball on the left wing for Emily Smith. Take it up top. It's Callie Green. Nobody averaging double-digit scoring for the Blue Devils. Shea averages 7, Smith 4, Green 7, Twyman 9, Donahue 7. And nobody has more than 3 here to start the second half. Emily Smith, dribble drive, missed the shot. Challenged nicely there by Madison Clair. Straight up. Near corner. Saunders, side of the lane, get it to the low block, kick it back out, two-pointer off the back of the rim. Quick shot there by Sam Miller and the rebound for Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, when Saunders had it in tight, I'd like to see her make a move to the basket.
That looked to be a set play. The ball came from the near corner to her, and right away the blistering pass. Shot blocked by Claire this time. Up the floor, into the traffic area, goes Barella, kick it around. Near side, it's Saunders. Put it on the deck, split the double team, shot up off the rim. Emily Smith with the rebound for Mount Lebanon. Still 17-9, a minute and a half gone. Three ball hit the front of the iron. A little contact there on Twyman. She got the rebound, but took a pretty good bump.
Boy, she did. There have been a lot of contact here this evening.
On the dribble, Smith tried to force it inside. Well defended, Saunders and Barella breaking up that. Now a long pass to midcourt. And a foul called on Emily Smith. That will be her second. First foul of the second half on either team.
Well, Cannon McMillan has gotten a couple of really nice looks, but have missed the easy bunnies, Bob. I don't know what you do, but we've seen this in a number of games where teams have missed the easy shot and made the tough ones.
Across the timeline comes Barella, directing traffic. She wants Stanton to come to the high post, and the pass just
hair off
the mark, and Claire reached out to try to grab it and dribbled it on the sideline. Just looked away just at the wrong time. Timeout, Mount Lebanon. 17-9, Cannon McMillan, 5:53 to play. Third quarter back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
5:53 to play in the third. It has been 10 minutes and 49 seconds of game action since Mount Lebanon last scored a point.
That's hard to imagine at this level of basketball. But, you know,
and Cannon McMillan only leads by 8.
Well, and what I can't figure out is how those easy baskets get missed. I don't know whether it's a focus, concentration. I don't know what it is, Bob. I'm kind of at a loss of words.
On the dribble, Donahue picks it up at the free throw line. Get Emily Smith cut off by Claire. Ball goes inside to Greene. Tried a tough pass to Donahue. She gets jammed up down low and fires one across the iron. And a rebound. Somehow that ball off Madison Claire and out of bounds.
Yeah, no question that went off Madison Claire. They got a break.
Got that again there, Nate? Yeah, it was definitely... Shot came up off Claire. Yeah, and no touch there by Callie Greene whatsoever. And Mark Walsh talking to Brenna Burry about it. Yeah, that was pretty obvious.
Yeah, he's not happy about that.
Didn't like the shot, but certainly didn't like not getting the ball back. And now a bad pass, this time by Saunders, and we get a held ball. A little wrestling action going on there. Tie up and possession arrow.
Mount Lebanon.
It's Mount Lebanon ball. And that wasn't your typical quick girls basketball held ball whistle.
Now they were on the ground fighting for it.
Oh, wrestle action going on. Just get folks warmed up for what's
right.
coming.
A preview.
Donahue on the dribble, out around the three-point line, looking inside, but well defended by Barella, forced to the corner and bring it back around. Ball to Emily Smith between the legs. She's cut off by Claire. Smith will hand it off one more time to Donahue. 17-9, 4:45 to play third quarter. Smith, a little hop to get that drive started. It's over the shoulder toss by Donahue. Misses everything, and the Big Macs come out with the rebound. Donahue riding Barella all the way up the floor through the backcourt. Play on's the call. And a bad late jump on a pass. Emily Smith guilty of her third foul, second in the quarter.
Yeah, they could have called that foul as Barella was dribbling up the floor. For some reason, they let that play go on. And
Tinnemeyer checks in, and Smith will sit with her third foul.
And if you're a Big Mac player, look at that. Another steal.
Ball taken away from Saunders. Ahead to Callie Greene. She misses, but is fouled by Lauren Barella, who was not going to give away the easy bunny. 4:22 to play in the third. Still, Canamax 17, Mount Lebanon 9 on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Foul called on Barella. Callie Greene hit the first. Callie Greene hits the second. And Mount Lebanon's scoring drought ends at 12 minutes and 20 seconds. And all of that playing out down by 6. Two-possession game.
Hard to believe.
Well, and that's the same thing we saw in the Peters game with Bethel Park.
Exactly.
Know, they shut out for 11 minutes and still were within reach when it all ended. And that's where the Blue Devils are. Claire, kick to the far side. Babitski drives to the paint. Travel, no held ball. Possession arrow, Cannon McMillan. Yeah, I think Lebo got an opportunity here to object. She couldn't get rid of the ball because of the tie-up. Good hands there by Donahue. Great look from our crew.
Yeah, and the official was right there, so she had a good view of it as well.
Inbound to Claire. And ball hacked out of her hands. This time not good hands by Donahue. She reaches in and hacks the ball out, but foul is called. That's her second. Third foul on Mount Lebanon in the quarter. Cannon McMillan has a total of 4 fouls in the game.
Bob, they're just not doing a very good job. When the ball gets in a Cannon Mac player's hand.
Inbound feed to Claire at the side of the lane. She goes up to try to score, but she is fouled. Liz Twyman gets her third foul, and two free throws coming for Madison Clare when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Claire hits both free throws. First points for Kanna McMillan in 4 minutes. 19-11, the margin is 8. Dribble from the corner, step through, Tinnemeyer high off the window, basket and a foul to go with it. Bobitsky called for the foul, her first. Team's second foul of the quarter. Tinnemeyer's first points of the game. She'll be at the foul line, 19-13. 11 and a half minutes to play in the game. A lot of basketball left.
Oh, a long time left.
Second there, the free throw on the and one won't go, and the Big Macs rebound. That ball came clear up the lane. Three ball, far side, air ball short. Lands right in the hands of Chloe Shea. Rushed shot there by Sam Miller. Had nothing but time and space.
Wide open. Didn't even hit the net.
6 point Canamac lead. Nearly a steal. Good job to fight and save it by Shea for Mount Lebanon. Blue Devils got it in tight. Green, though, was guarded and shut off from going to the basket by Faye Saunders.
Yeah, Saunders just does an excellent job defending and helping. Talking. She's just talking all the time.
Lob inside. Green shot won't go, but she is fouled. Sam Miller picks up her first. And Callie Green going back to the free throw line for two. Try to pull Lebo to within four here on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Callie Green, 4 for 4 at the line. Mental note, don't foul her.
Oh, no, don't foul her. She looks great shooting that shot.
I have the Blue Devils, 6 of 7 at the stripe. Pass way over top of everybody, but bounces and Izzy Bobitsky able to save. Nice feed to get it inside to Claire for the lay-in.
Well, that's what they have to do. They've got to get the ball down on the block to Madison, Claire, or Faye Saunders. That's when they're effective offensively.
Claire's first field goal of the game. She has 6 points.
Leading scorer, and that's her first field goal.
Saunders has 7, I believe. Oh, team's leading scorer on the year. Okay, my apologies. Nice pass across, open player, shot blocked. Ball knocked loose. Twyman had her shot rejected there, and the Big Macs do eventually come out with it to the hoop. Barella can't get the shot to go, but fouled on the way through, and a couple of free throws coming for the Big Macs. This foul is going to be on Chloe Shea. That will be her second. And now 5 fouls on Mount Lebanon with just under 2 minutes to play in the third.
And if I'm the Big Macs, I'm going to take advantage of the bonus, and I'm driving that basketball every time I get it. Try to draw a foul.
Barella at the foul line, missed two earlier, hits the first here. Canna McMillan up 22-15. 1:57 to play third quarter. Number one seed trying to survive this. Second shot also good. Big Macs have now hit 8 of 12 at the charity stripe. Yeah,
both teams shooting very well from the foul line.
Well, Canamac's number improving now. They were 4 for 8 in the first half.
I should say. You're absolutely right. Mount Lebanon doing a great job. 6 out of 7.
23-15. Big Macs plus 8 where we were at the half. Ball goes inside. Tinnemeyer shot. Just left it begging off the rim. Rebound. Long outlet pass. Saunders to the hoop for the bucket.
That's what they got to do. Get that basketball down the court quickly. Run those lanes.
10-point lead. Canamac's biggest margin of the game. And just after Lebo had gotten to within four, as close as they had been since midway port of the second quarter. Ball goes to the left side. Mount Lebanon looking for an opening. Twyman can't. Now Callie Green, little shot off the window, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Reaching over the back was Madison Clare and tipped only the ball. She's fortunate there that didn't get part of the body and a foul to go with it.
Yeah, I thought she could have been called for reaching over, but no call by the official.
Inbound, fumbled, Green didn't catch it. That's twice on this near sideline, once for each team that we've seen that.
Those are the mistakes that Mark Walsh talked about that they had to eliminate. He said, we just do things that are uncharacteristic without pressure. There's one example.
Lily Samrini checks in, and Green will get a seat. 50 seconds to play, third quarter. Canamac 25, Mount Lebanon 15. Winner goes to the WPIL semifinals, but still will not have clinched a state playoff berth. You have to finish in the top three, and that means the semifinal losers will play each other, and that's where these two met a year ago with Cannon McMillan winning that night. Saunders up top to Miller, deal it right side to Stanton. Her drive is cut off by Tinnemeyer. Pass back out onto the wing was tipped. Good hands there by Donahue again. And now Donahue knocks the ball loose. Blue Devils come up 3-on-1. Make it 3-on-2. Shoot over the shoulder. Won't go for Shea. Ball knocked toward the baseline. Tipped back in by the Big Macs. 8 seconds to play. Shot by Tinnemeyer is blocked. Controlled in the paint. Shot won't go for Samrini. And Mount Lebanon going to step back. Open three ball at the buzzer. Good. Hustle by Mount Lebanon. Liz Twyman gets the tray to close the quarter. Canamac 25, Mount Lebanon 18 after 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above. And knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Right off the bat, I want to offer an apology. I believe I said the Big Macs get the ball and offer up a three. And clearly, Mount Lebanon and Liz Twyman hit it, her second tray of the game. And it's a seven-point game. Mount Lebanon scrambling back in the middle part or first part of the quarter. Canamac getting 6 points in about a minute to push the margin to 10. But that three ball at the buzzer and Lebo with the ball.
Yeah, and that was a needed basket by Mount Lebanon. And again, it was Twyman, and she's their shooter.
One, three possessions on that trip up the floor for Mount Lebanon, and just they were not going to be denied. Samrini to the corner. It's Twyman, looks entry pass and foul on the back. Faye Saunders reaching around to try to deny the entry pass, picks up her first foul of the game.
Yeah, that's her only her first, so that's not a bad foul.
Baseline throw in. Samrini will go and get that beyond the three-point line. Twyman, left side. Defense there by Lauren Borello. Gets a screen, does Donahue. And now ball out to the corner again. Shot rejected. Tinnemeyer got knocked down by the ball. Hard hands there for the Big Macs. Three ball near side. Brooke Stanton well off the mark. Rebound put back. It's Madison Clare.
Well, and they're so good around the basket. That's why I want to see them touch it around the basket more, Bob.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Absolutely.
Clare gets that rebound because she had to catch it in self-defense and went up to score. A little jumper for Samrini can't get it to go. She follows, had the rebound in her hands, and Faye Saunders took it away from her. Contact in the backcourt. Play on's the call. Dribble drive by Claire to the low block. Gets tied up. And Claire not at all happy about that sequence.
Well, the spin took her out of her offensive move. You know, she just should have driven the basketball. May have been able to draw a foul on that, Bob.
6:37 to play, fourth quarter. Inbound play, three ball shot, won't go. Rebound tipped, and a loose ball grabbed by Mount Lebanon. Up the floor quickly comes Tinnemeyer. Deal it across, three ball short. Rebound side of the lane for the Big Macs. After the miss by Twyman. Claire with the ball and the Canamac logo in the middle of the floor. Pass tipped and then stolen. Shea ends up with the recipient. Look away. Shot won't go and a rebound. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Devils.
You know, there are times when the Big Macs catch the ball, putting it above their head. That's how they're losing it. You got to take it and rip it to the defender and make them back up. You're entitled to your space.
5:59 to play, fourth quarter. Canada McMillan 27, Mount Lebanon 18. Big Max with the ball, the volleyball 10-foot line. Goes to Saunders, through double team, and a reach-in foul going to be caught. Callie Green going to get tagged with this one. Her first. Team's first of the quarter. Well, looks like another shoelace issue. This time Callie Green. I think she had the problem down here with the delay on the inbound pass before. Nearly a steal. And we're going to get a foul off the ball before the foul to try to take the ball away. An offensive foul called on Lauren Barella, and did not see that.
I saw it, and okay. It wasn't. I have no idea. And that was a play that didn't even affect the basketball. I cannot believe he made that call. Wow. And John Fontana not happy about that call.
And now a timeout for Mount Lebanon. 27-18, Canada McMillan, 5:39 to play, fourth quarter. Full timeout. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Canada McMillan. I'm going to try to take a look and see if we get a look into the corner there. Yeah, by the time it's all out of the screen. Okay. All right. Didn't get a look there.
Well, it is what
checking
it is.
On, just checking on Dave Japp. And as a wise old man told me once, it is a foul because the referee said it's a foul.
They never changed their mind, right?
Why is that a strike? Because the home plate umpire said it's a strike.
He called a strike. It is a strike.
9-point lead for Canada McMillan. Mount Lebanon trying to answer that on the dribble, all through the paint. Tough work there for Liz Twyman, and now a pass off the hands of Sam Rainey, I believe, and the Big Macs end up with it, and a foul in the backcourt by Anessa Donahue.
Well, what's interesting is he's going to call that. But that's been going on all evening. The inconsistency is pretty obvious to me. I know Coach Fontaine has not been happy with some of the non-calls. But you got to be strong with the basketball. You as a player have to identify they're not calling them and be strong. easy to say.
Cut into the paint. Off-balance shot won't go for Sam Miller. Put back, up and in. Faye Saunders reaching over everybody and putting it in. 29-18, max plus 11, biggest lead of the game for Cana McMillan. One seed trying to exert a little authority here in the last 6 minutes or thereabouts. Their lead had been challenged down to four. Three ball, Callie Green, it's an air ball going out of bounds. Late third quarter, they were down. The lead had been trimmed to four. But from that point, Mount Lebanon has just the buzzer beating three, and the Big Macs have put up 10.
Well, and interesting enough, Callie Green, not really known for her three-point shooting, but she was wide open. She had a chance. Boy, she was just wide right on that. Didn't even hit the rim.
Interesting here in the front court, Green and Saunders having a chat, and they're having a pretty good laugh. And now the Big Macs turn the ball over. Don't handle it well. Smith get it ahead for the lay-in. Two for Chloe Shea, her first field goal of the game.
Big Macs have not handled the ball well at all tonight.
Timeout, Cana McMillan. 4:09 to play in the fourth. Cana Mac 29, Mount Lebanon 20. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And tomorrow night, we're going to get a chance to call a game coached by another Coach Monacalvo. That will be Laura. And the Chartres Houston Lady Bucks will take on Aliquippa. That's been their nemesis.
It has, and I think this is the year they get one, though. I really do.
Big Macs get the ball inbound. Sam Miller ahead to Saunders in the corner. Up top is Claire. He's standing right on the volleyball 10-foot line. Saunders on the dribble. Starting to lose her balance and able to just push the ball ahead to Claire. Back out onto the left wing. Blue Devils coming, trying to trap. Ball knocked loose and dribbling out of there is Barella. She'll pick it up, finds a cutter. Claire, ball knocked loose there. Twyman able to knock it loose, but the Big Macs keep it alive. Stanton with the possession. Saunders near side. Looking entry is Barella, but decided not to go to Claire with the low block. Trap. Pass over the top of that. Reset it one more time. 3:25 to play. Fourth quarter. Canamac up 29-20. Stanton on the dribble. Finds a cutter. Claire has a stop. Put the ball right into the body of Twyman, who's slow to get up. And now referee Brenna Burry going to check on Twyman to make sure she's okay. And that looks like Charlie Horse.
Yes.
I know she got the ball, and I'm just wondering if she caught a knee up into that leg as well. I don't know that I really saw that.
Yeah, she's limping pretty good. I think she's going to come out for a few seconds.
Well, the thing, Mark Walsh can't afford to have a player on the floor who can't move.
No, you have to be able to guard right now. This is a big possession. Big Macs can salt this away.
That is if they even look to.
Well, they're not even looking to score.
This time they do. To the hoop, Barella basket and a foul. Nice drive. Got the baseline. And I think Emily Smith going to get tagged with a hit on the head. And Smith showing to Brenna Burry, like, I moved out of her way. I did not want, and she did.
Yeah.
She did.
Was that a foul ball? Yeah. I don't know. Well, it was. I like the move, though, that Barella made. She sort of lulled her to sleep a little bit, just kind of, boom, right to the basket and scored. Nice finish by Barella.
31-20, Canamac leads, 3:07 to play, and Barella for the and-one opportunity. Mount Lebanon, by the way, two timeouts remaining. Canamac has three. Barella missed the foul shot. And a rebound, going to get a foul on the floor. Saunders trying to hack at the ball and is going to be called for a foul. Her second, both in this quarter. Three fouls on the Big Macs in the period. 11-point lead. Mount Lebanon needs more than half of what they've scored already just to get even.
Yeah, they have really struggled to score tonight. But I'm going to give a lot of credit to Big Mac's defense tonight. I think they've been outstanding.
Mount Lebanon averages 39 points a game. Shot won't go, and a Big Mac's Claire gets the rebound, and now Barella will try to let traffic clear, and it's not clearing.
Look at
reach
that.
Across, and now we get a foul called.
Well, that's the fourth time she could have called that foul. I know that Anessa Donahue is a little disappointed, but you cannot impede the dribbler when they're heading north-south. That's an automatic.
Foul on Donahue, her fourth. The Big Macs with the 11-point lead. Get the clock down to 2.5. Ball goes baseline. Claire rolls it across the iron. Big Macs miss another in-tight bunny.
Boy, they have missed their share of what I would think are easy opportunities.
Donahue kicked to the corner. Can't get the three. Kramer couldn't shoot it there. And a timeout for Mount Lebanon. 2:17 to play in the fourth. Canamac 31, Mount Lebanon 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Cannon McMillan with a 31-20 lead and 2 minutes and 17 seconds left on the clock to get to the semifinals.
Well, they've played excellent on the defensive end, but offensively they've got some things to clean up. And first and foremost, you have to make easy baskets, and they have missed quite a few of those. It's just got to work on it.
Mount Lebanon with the ball inbounds. Donahue to the far corner. Tinnemeyer, dribble drive. She wants to shoot but cannot. Feeds it out. Pass was deflected. Saved by Chloe Shea. Tinnemeyer presents in the lane again. Ball from Twyman. Now out to Tinnemeyer at the top of the key. Down 11. Not really an attack, and a pass is picked off. Screen was being set by Green, and Shea passed her the ball. And now Mount Lebanon move in, try to get a tie up. And we're going to get a Cannon McMillan timeout. 1:41 to play, fourth quarter. Cannon McMillan 31, Mount Lebanon 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Tight ball game. That's a key move there by John Fontana to get that timeout call.
Well, save the possession, and it's big. I mean, if they could score here, either at the foul line or maybe a back cut layup, something, that might put this game away. But I'll tell you, Bob, and I'm going to be honest about this, they're going to have to play a whole lot better if they advance in the next round, because they are not offensively efficient at all this evening. Their ball handling has been extremely sloppy.
Big Macs get the ball inbounds. Barella double teamed and fouled. And if it's Donahue,
she's gone.
That might be it. That is.
Yep, she's out.
They announced fourth. So apparently earlier, Emily Smith fouled out. And so one of the fouls that I put on Donahue was apparently Smith's. And now at the free throw line, a couple of foul shots. First one for Barella is good. She had hit just 2 of 5 prior to that. Cannon McMillan, 2 makes here, and now 10 of 5. Did we wipe that off?
What?
Not sure what Dave Japp just indicated.
No. They have her.
Put the point on the board. I know that. 33-20. We'll go with that. May have been a warning, and now the Big Macs with a takeaway. Ball ahead to Claire. 2-hand up for the lay-in.
Well, that should just about do it, in my opinion, with a minute 20 left.
Claire has 10. Nice pass underneath on the back cut to Ann Tinnemeyer, able to draw traffic, and then the pass came over the defense to get the lay-in. Big Macs in the midcourt. Well, Mount Lebanon trying to challenge, but not getting close enough to foul, I don't believe. 55 seconds to play. Ball out on the left wing, Lauren Barella. Have to wrap it around, get the ball to Miller. Now side of the lane to Stanton, and she'll feed it back out to Saunders. Makes a player miss. Saunders will feed to the far corner. Big Macs do not look like they're going to the hoop, and now we do get a foul. A little frustration there, and Barella's going to go back to the line and shoot. Ann Tinnemeyer picks up her first foul. And sometimes a team, it probably feels like they're playing with you when they're just stalling like that. But
Well, that's smart basketball. They don't need any more points. Make them foul you. Barella hits the first. You know, watching her release on her shot, it's hard to believe she missed any. She's got an excellent shot, Bob. Great follow through. Look at the extension when she releases. Terrific.
6 of 9 at the foul line in the game for Barella, who now has 10 points as well. Canamac up 37-22. Big Macs defend the half court. Step back. 3 ball off the back of the rim. Rebound inside. Is that Tinnemeyer? Yes, for the deuce. Oh, put back. And just 20 seconds remaining in the game. Big Macs across the timeline. Play keep away, and Blue Devils recognize what is. They get the ball inside. I thought for a second Stanton was going to take a 18-footer, but did not. And teams will get to the celebration and the examination of what might have been. Cannon McMillan, 37. Mount Lebanon, 24. We're back on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to Canna McMillan and the WPIL 6A Girls Basketball Quarterfinals. The host, Big Macs, 37-24 victory here tonight against Mount Lebanon. Big Macs trailed for a very brief period of time, 35 seconds total. They got a bucket in the final 7 seconds of the first quarter to tie the game. Took the lead in the opening minute and a half of the second quarter, shut out Mount Lebanon in that second period completely. Eventually, the Blue Devils' scoring drought reached 12 minutes and 20 seconds. But even at that point, they were still only down 7 points. So Big Macs offensively challenged tonight, just couldn't get the ball in the hoop sometimes, even though they were in tight and had uncontested shots and just couldn't get them to go. But they got enough to go to win at 37-24. Survive in advance, the late, great Jim Balvano used to say.
Well, and I agree 100%. When you hold any team to 24 points, there's a pretty strong chance that you're going to win the game. I think their defense was outstanding. What obviously they didn't play well offensively, and I attribute a lot of that, Bob, to the fact that they had that long layoff. You can't duplicate game speed, game conditions in a practice setting. They did have a scrimmage somewhere in the middle there, but it's not the same thing. And I think they'll be much better offensively in their next round. So, as you said, you survive, you advance. So congratulations to the Big Macs. They're moving on.
Game tied at 9-1. Canna McMillan with an 8-0 scoring advantage in the second to lead 17-9 at intermission. Now, Lebanon 9-8, chopped a point off that deficit in the third, but Canna McMillan then scored 6 of the first 8 points of the fourth quarter, and the Canamac folks started to recognize they were going on to the semifinals for the second straight year. 12-6 Canamac scoring advantage in the fourth, your final 37-24. Check some individual numbers. Madison Clare finished the game with 10. Lauren Barella with 10. Faye Saunders with 11. So the Big Macs getting three players into double digits in a game they scored only 37. On the other side of the ledger, leading scorer was Liz Twyman, who hit the 2 3-pointers, one in the first and one that just beat the buzzer to end the third quarter. And she was the leading scorer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 field goals for Mount Lebanon. You're not going to win a basketball game when you get 7 field goals.
Absolutely not. Not enough firepower. I mean, but Bob, I'm telling you, that defense, you could put that on a tape in a clinic and say, this is how you guard man-to-man. They were outstanding. I mean, they have to feel good about that. But I'm sure they'll clean up the offensive end. I'm not sure I would do too much with watching the offensive play tonight. But congratulations to Coach John. I mean, he's... I tell you, I like both coaches. I know them very well, and outstanding individuals, and they're really good coaches. And you hate to see a team lose, but in the playoffs, you know, and I know, it's one and done. And thankfully, they were not an upset victim tonight.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You know, when you're sitting around for 9 days, you come out and you're clearly in some kind of offensive funk. You're looking for a little stability, and 5'10 junior Faye Saunders brought that. Points in every quarter. She ended up being game honors with 11 points in the game. 4 in the first, 3 in the second. 2 points in each of the third and fourth quarters, but you know, a little stability, and Faye Saunders, our player of the game tonight.
And well-deserved. I love Faye Saunders as a player. Madison Clare, they're a great 1-2 combination. She played very well down the stretch. And as you said, She kind of was that spark plug.
And had multiple blocks on the defensive end.
She was terrific on that. But you know, well, one thing, you talk about defense, one of the things people don't understand, you have to communicate. They talked. I watched them carefully. They were talking. They were pointing things out. Their switches, their help. Outstanding job.
One of my favorite points of the game was when Saunders and Callie Green were up here 60 feet away from wherever the action and whatever the delay, and they were just talking and laughing and having a good time being high school kids.
Being kids.
Exactly.
And you love to see that.
You know, and so many times we want to take that away, and we put things on high school kids that shouldn't be put on high school kids. And it was just great to see in the middle of the game, yep, in the heat of action, to see a couple of kids, opponents, battling, both wanting to extend their seasons, and only one of them was going to, but to be able to handle that and just enjoy the moment.
Excellent display of sportsmanship there, too.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. A neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College. W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. And by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Coverage tonight also brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Quarterfinal action wraps up tomorrow, and we'll feature all three Washington County 2A girls teams in the Elite Eight. Number 4 Fort Cherry takes on number 5 Rochester at Moon, followed by number 7 Burgettstown against number 2 Winchester Thurston. Meanwhile, number 3 Churchers Houston faces 6-seeded Aliquippa, the team that ended the Bucks playoff season a year ago. We'll have coverage on air and online, as well as producing the NFH video. Thanks to head coaches Mark Walsh and John Fontana, to athletic directors John Grogan and Frank Volcano, and the entire crew here at Canna McMillan. For my partner Tom Drakely, our floor director Nate Rigotti, Cam Pritz and Scott Donnelly on camera, Danny Flynn producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. From Canna McMillan in the WPIL 6A Girls Quarterfinals, your final score, Canna McMillan 37, Mount Lebanon 24. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.